This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. BOGO is back for 1 week only. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, you need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Get the Eden Pure Thunderstorm today at EdenPureDeals.com with code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
For millions of Americans struggling with the high cost of living, there is still no relief in sight.
We see it at the gas station, the grocery store, buying airline tickets.
Chicken, coffee, new cars, health insurance, airfare, hotels, milk, beef, fish, rent, eggs, bacon, furniture, flour.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits, you name it!
Yeah. American consumers are seeing this.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
What you got in the trunk?
People might have all kinds of vehicles. Just to get a box of food in their trunk.
This time is totally made up. We made this one up. It's a made-up tale. It's a total fabrication. It never happened.
What is this microcloud gonna do? Forget it.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
You know how Nancy Pelosi quotes biblical verses that don't exist? Sometimes she quotes biblical verses that do exist, but they bring to mind other biblical verses. And that last night was one of those times. This is Madam Speaker, cut 17.
The impact that it is having on food for the world. So when you're home thinking, what is this all about? Just think about when I was hungry, you fed me, in the Gospel of Matthew.
Okay, I'll match you and raise you one. How about 1 Timothy? Anyone who does not provide food for their relatives, and especially for their own household, has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Okay? You don't give a bleep about formula for the United States of America babies. I'd say that is not providing for your relatives, and especially for your own household. You have denied the faith, devout Catholic that you are, and you are worse than an unbeliever. Can someone shout amen? 844-500-4242.
A man and a woman.
Amen. That's the way I used to hear it in the South. I don't know what the hell that meant. Never did, still don't. But I think it's more meaningful than what Barack Hussein Obama just said. Three Korean women shot at Dallas hair salon. Must be some more white supremacy going on here. A gunman remains on the loose after storming into a Dallas hair salon yesterday afternoon and shooting three women. The shooting happened after 2 p.m. at Hair World Salon, a business located at a shopping center in a district full of Asian-owned businesses. The injured women, all of whom were Korean, were expected to survive, and the suspect, who police identified as black, remained in the wind. I was wondering why I hadn't heard anything about this. Now I know. Okay. I'm surprised they mentioned it at all, though, actually. But he is the shooter was not a white supremacist. There will not be any affinity group meetings at Wellesley High School where white people are banned, where they discuss the impact of white supremacy, like when the sicko killed the six Asian women in Atlanta, which had nothing to do with race. He was just crazy, and a sex addict. 844-500-4242, 678. My fixed rate contract for natural gas is ending. 2 years ago, I started paying 35 cents a therm. The best I can do today is 74 cents. 603. Dow only down 100. Happy days are here again. Hey, it was down 500 when the show started. Yeah, it did. It took off. I have a feeling it's setting itself up for a big, like about a 400 point drop tomorrow. That'd be the over under is a 400 points for the drop in the Dow tomorrow. I'm taking the over. Let's see. 603. There's a new gas pump sticker that's been showing up. Prices higher than Hunter Biden. I like the old reliable. I did that. That's still my favorite. 844-500-4242. Just a few headlines here. Biden administration cancels oil and gas lease sales in Alaska, Gulf of Mexico. Of course it does. Sounds like the way to go, doesn't it? Author's plagiarism essay pulled after more plagiarism found. I love this story. This is a woman named Jumi Bello. Jumi Bello. She's a J-U-M-I Bello. Her debut novel, The Leaving, had been scheduled to come out in July, but was canceled because of plagiarism by Riverhead Books. So she decided to write an essay on why she was a plagiarist. And she posted it online, and I plagiarized part of my debut novel. Here's why. And about 2 hours after she posted it, they discovered that she'd plagiarized that entire thing as well. You know, these people that come over here from foreign countries and go to elite schools, they're victims of racism. They are just such victims of white supremacy getting to go to places like Harvard and Duke. And they're so oppressed that when they do their commencement addresses, they have to plagiarize one another. This is another plagiarism story. Plagiarism or leftist cliche. This is Sarah Abshahar, and this is her address at Harvard University, 2014. We had our own version of the Statue of Liberty, the John Harvard statue. Priya Parkash, Duke University this year. We also have our own version of Christ the Redeemer, the statue of James Buchanan Duke. Let's see here. And she's talking about how she faced all these terrible problems at Harvard University in 2014. But I made sure I dressed like our overly proud Harvard dads with Harvard hat, Harvard shirt, Harvard shorts, and Harvard underwear. Priya Parkash, Duke University this year. I would be sure to raid the Duke store like our overly enthusiastic Duke moms and dads sitting there today. We're talking Duke cap, Duke sweatshirt, Duke sweatpants, Duke sunglasses, Duke slides, and even Duke underwear. Sarah, Harvard. Over the past 4 years, the skin of our feet collecting a world of experiences. Priya, Duke, this year. Over the last 4 years, as the soles of our shoes have collected a world of experiences. Harvard, we become this place we each become this place in a strange way. Duke, this year, we all become this place in rather perplexing ways. God, it's great. You know what this is to out these people for this woman from Duke for plagiarism? It's racist, man. Just like Jumi Bello. You
better watch your microaggressions, bro.
You don't know what her experience is. Maybe it's her cultural experience to plagiarize. 844-500-4242. CNN is now having Fauci on as the milestone of 1 million COVID deaths. Not a grim milestone. Of course it's not a grim milestone. I heard instead of the screaming today on one of the radio stations I listened to in the morning, one of the DC stations, America Today observes a somber milestone. Remember that was a million people, 800,000 or so of whom deaths occurred under Brandon. Remember when Trump was president? Another 10,000 dead, and he doesn't care. What's he doing about this? This is all on him. And that was the newscast. That wasn't even the editorial comment. Now it's a somber milestone. I got to hear the Biden cut one more time about how he's not going to shut down the economy. That's misinformation. But he is going to shut down the virus. Double misinformation right out of the box.
I'm not going to shut down the economy. I'm not going to shut down the country, but I'm going to shut down the virus.
I'm going to shut down the virus.
I'm going to shut down the virus.
I will take care of this. I will end this. I will make sure we have a plan.
I'm going to shut down the virus. I'll shut down the virus.
I'm going to shut down the virus.
What I would say is I'm going to shut down the virus.
I'm going to shut down the virus.
Where is the Disinformation Governance Board, the DGB, when you really need it?
They're karaoke night.
Yeah. Someone wants to know, was the shooter in Dallas wearing a MAGA hat? No, he was wearing an ultra MAGA hat.
Wearing a MAGA crown.
Home of the Whopper. This message could be important to your health. There may be an antibiotic supply chain shortage next. If that supply chain were to be cut off, experts predict that our pharmacies could run out of most antibiotics in weeks. Are you prepared if this were to happen? Many common infections can quickly become deadly if not treated by antibiotics. Have you heard of the Jace case? It's a case you can order online that contains 5 life-saving antibiotics prepared to treat infections. Every home needs at least 1 Jace case to care for yourself and your loved one should the antibiotic supply chain be cut off. Go to jacemedical.com, that's J-A-S-E, jacemedical.com right now, and use the code word Howie for $10 off your Jace case. That's code word Howie for $10 off, jacemedical.com, J-A-S-E medical.com. Use code word Howie at checkout. I'm Howie Carr.
You've got it. From what I've heard here, yeah, you've got it. And you're stuck with it. And I don't care if you wanted to get rid of it. You could. It's always going to be there.
He's Howie Carr.
I've heard about you. What have you heard, Shane?
I've heard that you're a low-down Yankee liar.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Soul Tea. Soul Tea is a soft gel capsule made with a super enriched extract from green tea, and it is decaffeinated. It's the equivalent of 35 cups of green tea, which is great for you, obviously, but no liquid, obviously, and it's decaffeinated. Soul Tea has helped millions maintain lower cholesterol levels and healthier hearts. Pay attention to your good health. Go to soultea.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-A.com. S-O-L-T-E-A.com. I take 2 a day. Enter Howie at checkout to get $40 off with free shipping. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you believe Cheryl Atkinson that the FBI was trying to put child porn on her husband's computer?
I believe anything about the FBI.
78% say yes, they believe it. 22% say no.
22% haven't been paying close enough attention.
22% are the FBI that's monitoring our broadcast right now.
844-500-4242. Gail says in Texas says, I ordered the Jace case and was approved the same day. I appreciate this awesome deal. I'm sharing it with my friends. Thank you, Gail. I'm glad it is a good deal. And by the way, speaking of good deals, we also have their Cheap Bastard deal for the holiday vacation condominium. It's rooms and small one-room units and studio units in West Yarmouth, Mass. And it's right in the middle of everything, in the middle of Yarmouth, Dennis, Harwich, Hyannis. They're all close by. A stay at the Holiday Vacation Condos ensures that you get the best opportunity to truly experience and see all the beauty attractions and entertainment on Cape Cod. It's great for a family vacation. They got all kinds of stuff, beds, obviously, full-size sleeper sofa, heat and air conditioning, cable TV, Wi-Fi internet, hair dryer, coffee maker, microwave, dining area, barbecue pit. You can get a $200 gift voucher. $200 gift voucher for just $100. And if you're planning on going anywhere on the Cape this summer, you got to move quickly. Most of the rooms are gone. It's hard to even get reservations on some days in the restaurants, believe it or not. And so now's your chance to get this voucher and get your rooms booked in at Holiday Vacation Condominium. $200 value for $100. Go to HowieCarShow.com. Click on store. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Howie. Did you hear that freshman Congresswoman Kat Kamek in Florida?
Yes.
Received photos.
Yes,
of baby food.
Yeah, we talked about that in the first segment of the show today. The nationwide shortage of baby formula that has sent mothers desperately rushing from store to store has evaded one lucky group: illegal aliens detained by Border Patrol. The Biden administration, according to videos posted by a Florida lawmaker, has been shipping pallets of baby formula to illegal alien holding facilities. Republican Rep. Kat Kamek said they are sending pallets of baby formula to the border. Meanwhile, in our own district at home, we cannot find baby formula. They're receiving pallets and more pallets of baby formula at the border, she said, holding up photos showing both Advantage brand formula and Go-Go Squeeze applesauce. This was taken at the Ursula processing facility in McAllen, Texas, where thousands are being housed and processed and then released into the heartland to go on welfare. She said the agent told her, "Kat, you would not believe the shipment I just brought in. He'd been a Border Patrol agent for 30 years and had never seen anything quite like this. He's a grandfather and he's saying his own children can't get baby formula." What do you think of that, Tom?
Hey, phones and formula, ship them out.
It's just amazing. It's just amazing that, they want to send all this money to Ukraine. They want to send all this money to illegal alien criminals who are just coming into the country to destabilize it and go on welfare. And they don't give a damn. They laugh on Air Force One when you ask them about shortages of formula. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi, Howie. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've got something kind of important I'd like to share with you. It's an alternative choice to the baby formula. Are you up on the topic of raw milk?
No, I'm not.
You remember when you were younger, getting a glass bottle delivered to your house?
Yes, I certainly do. Yeah.
That was raw milk, and it's incredibly healthy, and it's good for infants. It's hard to find places that sell it, but there, if you Google them, you can find them. It's out there, and it's an alternative.
I mean, it may be hard to find, and for some kids, Bob, they're allergic to milk, right? You can't feed them milk, and then all the hippies, the moon bats, are saying on the websites they're defending Brandon by saying, well, why don't they just breastfeed? And again, not everybody can breastfeed. Some kids don't take to breasts. Some women, we've gotten texts today from people who have people in their family who've adopted kids. If you adopt a kid, the woman obviously can't breastfeed. I mean, this is ridiculous.
As a point of, Bob is right. Raw milk is a good alternative, but it also does have some potential dangers of bacteria and things like
that.
So you just have to be careful.
Yeah. The thing is, we shouldn't even have to be talking about this, though. You should be able to, Joe Biden, this is the United States of America, for God's sake. I mean, we shouldn't have to be worrying about what we're going to feed our infants. We should be able to feed our infants whatever the hell we want to, and whatever the hell they need. 844-500-4242. 617 says Representative Kamiker is on right now with Steve Bannon, Real America's Voice. Well, I mean, we can try to get her. She'd be a hard get. We can try to get her on tomorrow. We'll try to get her on. I mean, I don't think anybody's disputing what she says, you know? And the best they can say to MTG from Georgia is that she's Putin's puppet for even bringing up the subject. It's, you know, that's the thing. You point out their shortcomings and they accuse you of treason. But it's okay for them to burn down half the country in the BLM Antifa riots in 2020. Those are mostly peaceful protests. 844-500-4242. You want to read some headlines here? These are some headlines over the last couple of days. New York hospitals battle supply shortages. Over half of consumers report grocery and food shortages. Fertilizer shortage could cause food shortages in Michigan. Inflation shortages could delay Georgia road projects. Coldstone Creamery continues to deal with shortages. April auto sales fall at shortages. Honda at three-day supply. Labor and material shortages prompt new approaches to building and design. Trucker shortage causing supply chain disruptions. Diesel fuel is in short supply as prices surge. Let's go, Brandon. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
More bad economic news today. The Bureau of Labor and Statistics, BLS, released April price data showing another 11% increase. 11% increase year to year in final demand products at the wholesale level. 11%. All right. Here's the New York Times trying to figure this out. Okay. This is the New York. They have this thing called The Morning. The guys at Newsmax send this to me. I don't know. Sometimes I just look at it for laughs or to get sick to my stomach. That's what happened today. Today, we're going to look at the latest inflation news and why rising prices have such a big impact on the national mood. Only the New York Times could write this, right? Does everybody in the New York Times newsroom have a trust fund? Are they all multimillionaires? They're all legacy group members of protected classes of one kind or another. Good morning. Inflation is still high, and many Americans are upset. Americans are unhappy about the economy. How is this possible? I'm reading this. I'm not making it up. How is this possible, given that the unemployment rate is low and the economy has rapidly grown over the past 2 years? The culprit is what Americans describe as one of the most important problems today, high inflation. Who is this written for? Someone who just arrived from a galaxy far, far away? After decades of stagnant wages and salaries, inflation is yet another example of Americans' livelihoods failing to keep up with the cost of living. There was a four-year break when there weren't stagnant wages and salaries, and there wasn't any inflation either. What were those 4 years known as? I'm forgetting. High inflation has not persisted like this since four decades ago, at a time when Ronald Reagan was president. Yeah, Ronald Reagan was president trying to wring it out of the economy after 4 years of Democrat misrule that have been out misruled only by the current Brandon administration. Remind me not to read the Morning anymore from the New York Times. Good Lord. 844-500-4242. Audrey, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Audrey.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to touch base because I was feeling so bad for the parents, and I'm so surprised the pediatricians haven't been more informative to help the public. Anyways, my son was very allergic to milk as well as soy. And I had to feed him evaporated milk, and they say that it was the only formula he could digest and grow well with it, and it was amazing for his development. And right now, they compare evaporated milk-fed babies to breastfed infants in their nutritional state and general development. So I think it's important that people know that this is an alternative.
I would definitely check with your pediatrician, though, before you start feeding the kid evaporated milk. And I would think evaporated milk, I haven't bought it for a long, long time, but I would think it'd probably be very, very expensive in this environment, this Brandon environment. But I just remember from when I was a kid that my relatives always put it in their coffee. That was why I started drinking black coffee, because you leave it out for a few hours and then you put it back in the refrigerator and there's this big crust on it. Looks like a scab. Again, if it works for your kids, don't let this discourage you, man. It obviously worked for Audrey's kids. Mary, you're next. Mary Lynn, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead.
Mary Lynn?
Yeah, Mary Lynn, that's you.
Oh,
go ahead.
All right. Thanks, Howie. A great show as always. First of all, I just want to say, as those of us who paid attention, we're not surprised by any of this. It's kind of sad to see the transformation into a third world hellhole. But anyway, my daughter, I've got news for the Moonbats who think you can just breastfeed your way out of this. She is breastfeeding her daughter. She's 3 months old. She's always been a very lazy feeder. There's nothing wrong with her neurologically.
Right.
One of my same way.
I know. And I know some kids take to the breast like, I'll leave it at that.
Right. Right. And some don't. And so she pumps hours for hours, and she just doesn't produce enough. So she has to use formula. And I warned her a few weeks back about this, and she, of course, didn't listen to me, thinks I'm too political and so on. So sure enough, they just went to Costco. They have a little bit in reserve. So make sure you have a lot stocked up. Sure enough, none. Zero. So, of course, I'm out running around, can't find any in the brand that she uses. So, I mean, fortunately, the baby doesn't have, my granddaughter doesn't have any allergies or anything to speak of. So, if need be, we'll probably have to switch or something. But it's definitely real. It's definitely out there. And it's disgusting. And it's got nothing. There are plenty of breastfed babies that the breast is not enough, period.
Thank you, Mary Lynn. I just know that from observing, shall we say. I never had any direct involvement in breastfeeding, but I've observed it for many, many moons. Farmer John, he's a dairy farmer in Connecticut. That nut who called about raw milk is crazy. There are multiple reasons why we pasteurize our milk, like raw fish or meat. Raw milk can be extremely dangerous. You know, thanks for pointing that out, Farmer John, because now that I think about it, I don't think that the milk was delivered. I think it was Oakhurst Dairies in Portland that we always got. And there was another one, too. They were both down on Forest Avenue. I don't think that was raw milk. I think it was pasteurized. It just came in that crazy, bottle that people became so nostalgic for until they had to start washing them out and returning them. And then they went back to wax milk cartons like everybody else. 844-500-4242. Here's a crazy story. This is from the Daily Beast. This is by Eleanor Clift. I was not sure she was still alive. I hadn't heard from her in a long time. She's actually got a good story. Why a federal ban on menthols is a minefield for Biden. Just what we've been talking about here. It's crazy, but Eleanor Clift came up with this. Nearly 85% of black smokers use menthol as opposed to just 29% of white smokers, and its alluring cooling effect attracts more than half of all kids who smoke. The FDA says a menthol ban would save lives, 650,000 over the next 40 years, with more than a third of them black people. Yet the stiffest resistance is coming from black leaders like the Reverend Al Sharpton and civil rights leader Ben Crump. Because they say that it will inevitably lead to the illegal selling of menthol and more prosecution of black men for petty offenses.
They're locking up my toothpaste.
Yeah. They're locking up your Cools and your Newports. Much in the same way Eric Garner lost his life in New York in a confrontation started by police over his selling loose cigarettes on Staten Island. But, they keep saying that, the ban is a huge win. This is the NAACP. It's a huge win for equity, justice, and public health concerns. How is stopping people from buying a product that they want to stop when they can still buy equally deadly products for themselves that they're not as fond of as the products you're going to ban? How is that a victory for equity, justice, and public health? I'm just asking. I don't see it. 844-500-4242. Russ, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Russ.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
I wondering about this baby formula stuff.
Yeah.
I just wanted to tell you, when I was a 12, 13-year-old, coming home off the bus, and I'd come in the house and I had a infant sister, my mother would say, Hey, Russ, here's the baby bottle. Go to the barn, because we had 4 or 5 milking cows. And I'd go out there, clean the cow, and fill that bottle, put the nipple on it, bring it back in the house, and mom gave the baby. My sister is very healthy.
So that was raw milk. That was, you were feeding your sister, or your mother was feeding your sister raw milk.
Yeah, right off the cow. It's still warm. She didn't even have to warm it up.
I still don't want to get into the situation where we're telling people to feed the kid raw milk, you know. But it obviously worked for you and your sister and your mother. Thanks for the call, Russ. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
Glad to talk to you. I'm from Maine, and I'm a dairy farmer, and I appreciate you taking calls that are reminding people that for 2,000 years they didn't have baby formula if they couldn't feed young people with or babies with breast milk. They used either cow's milk or goat's milk. The biggest problem and the reason why it was ever pasteurized was because there was brucellosis and TB in the herds.
Yeah.
Now, that problem has been solved, okay? Maine is free of that, and most states are free of that. And if raw milk is kept at like 33 degrees, 34 degrees, right from the start, and this is a problem even with pasteurized and homogenized milk, that's why people spoil their milk is because they don't keep it cold.
Right.
If it's cold, even raw milk really basically kills all the essential bacteria.
David, what's the difference between pasteurized and homogenized?
All right. Pasteurization is when it's heated up, and it's been a long time, okay, since we had a dairy, but like 160 degrees and then cooled off.
Okay.
Homogenization is forcing the fat cells into the skim cells. I'd call it that way. You know, so that you don't have the separation of the cream.
Okay.
From the base milk. That's homogenization. So
okay.
In a way, that's really worthless. You know, that's just a procedure that. So people don't have to look at cream, shake the milk up, you know.
Okay, and so then there's no that if it's homogenized, you can't get buttermilk, for instance, right?
Yeah, you okay. know, I mean, homogenization does nothing for purity.
Okay, I get it. Okay, you know, I never wanted to have to learn this stuff. Thank you, Brandon. Thank you, Brandon. I'm not a big milk guy. I like ice cream. I like cheese, but butter. But I don't like milk very much.
Let's go, Brandon!
Let's go, Brandon. Thanks for the call, David. I appreciate it. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network. He's the smartest guy in the room.
I think Papa has it all figured out. Figured out and wrapped up in tissue paper with pink ribbons on it.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. We'll be at Fun Spot tomorrow in Laconia, New Hampshire. Grace and I will both be broadcasting from there from noon until 6. That's come on up. We'd love to see you there. And we still have those gifts. Gift certificates to a Fun Spot in Laconia. You won't get them by tomorrow, but we have $50 gift certificates for $25. And also check out the new Cheap Bastard deal for a holiday vacation condominium in West Yarmouth. It's a great place. There are not many places you can get this cheap for on Cape Cod, right in the middle of Cape Cod too, in West Yarmouth. A $200 gift voucher for $100 for basically condominium-style rooms and studio apartments. 844-500-4242. By the way, the Michael Sussman trial, he's the corrupt Clinton lawyer who's charged with lying to the FBI. His trial is supposed to begin in about 10 days in federal court. Today, the court in the Sussman case made an important ruling and rejected in large measure Fusion GPS. They're the ones who provided him with all the fictitious, phony information that he tried to sell to the FBI and the Democrat operatives with press passes. The court finds the Fusion GPS had no valid basis to withhold 22 of the 38 emails, but that it has met its burden to establish privilege over the remaining 13. So these are all white papers, so-called, about Alpha Bank, which is made up stuff. It's made up stuff. It's not a white paper. It's on white paper, but it's lies. White paper. This is Technofog too, which is the best website. A white paper that were, quote, ultimately provided to the press and the FBI, unquote. So they got to have to see what they gave to the press. You know what I want to find? Alpha. We've never found out Fusion GPS paid off. This was years ago. This came out that they paid off at least four of the reporters who were printing this stuff. So not only were they totally credulous and stupid to believe this crap about all the Alpha Bank and the P tapes and the $11 billion bribe, but this, at least four of them were getting payoffs to write this Hillary Clinton crap. And we've never found out their names. 844-500-4242. Zebra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Zebra.
Hey, I'll be real quick. Just, I wasn't sure if they were trying to drive us all insane so we'd riot, but we can, of course, because that's the excuse they use to take all our rights away. But once they start cutting into mother's baby's milk, that's when we know, and laughing about it, that's when we know they're the despicables, and all they're trying to do is poke the cage. We got to resist them. Keep screaming about it. Call your congressman, your senator, but don't take the bait of violence. We saw what they did blowing up January 6th. Don't give them a second bite of the apple.
You know, one of the earlier callers said this is demonic, the way they're behaving. And I think that's a good word to describe it. They are. They're like demons, the way they're making Americans suffer, and they're laughing about it. And they're shipping all of our treasures to the Ukraine and to illegal aliens on the border who want to wreck the country. Lorraine, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lorraine.
Oh, good.
Go ahead.
Yes, he's still on the air. I wanted to tell him that these...
Okay, thank you, Lorraine. Danny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Danny.
Howie, I used to work at the infamous government agency at the airport, and this is going back 5 years. Every Chinese family, I'm talking every Chinese family, would take two things home with them back to China. That was baby formula and vitamins. Everything that the Democrats and the globalists want to put on us, they try in China first. It makes you wonder if Hillary's husband, Margaret Sanger, was in charge of the baby formula distribution.
You got a bunch of different conspiracy theories in there. All right, we're out of time. We will see you tomorrow. Come on by Fun Spot in Laconia, New Hampshire, in the Lake Region, the White Mountains. We will see you there. I'm Howie Carr.